Hi, guys. Welcome. It's Dana Bullard from Days Ask Weddings. We have Claire from Sweetest Thing Events, and we have Adrian from Tears of Joy. Guys, speak up whenever you can. Just say hi without me.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Clarissa from the Sweetest Thing Events.
Y'all, tonight's a great night.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God. We have Maggie Oldham from Modern Etiquette on our show tonight. Maggie, are you there?
I am. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Girl, we
You're
need
welcome.
To help. Okay. We need to
yes,
help.
Yes, we do.
We get so many letters. We get so many inquiries about what's right, what's wrong. And Claire and I, this is our Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday brunch, Claire, where we just kind of go over scenarios of, are you kidding me? So,
oh, my
like,
gosh, I can't
really
wait,
happen?
You guys. I cannot wait to hear these stories.
We've been waiting for you, Maggie. I'm so happy
Long
you are
time
here with
coming.
Us. Exactly. Long time coming, and we needed somebody appropriate. So I've been stalking Maggie out, right, guys? And I've been watching her, looking at her. I think she probably even saw that I was keeping her a lot. And she is the modern-day etiquette person. And what we asked her for bridal style is to let us know, which she happens to be a pro in bridal. Sort of like, hey, is this wrong or this wrong? Turns out, a lot of the crap y'all do is wrong. So we're going to hit Maggie with some scenarios. Look for her blog that will be posted up on bridalstyleblog.com tonight. And she's going to let us all know, because I even learned some things about yays and nays. First, I want to say congratulations on your engagement. And I have some letters here that I received at bridaldays.com. Yeah. Etiquette is something that everybody's really insecure about. And Claire and I have gone over this topic on a podcast before, but we're so happy to have a professional here to tell you guys, you know, just literally by the book. Because I don't think y'all believe what we say, right, Claire?
No, not all the time. Sometimes that, you know, we really need to bring in an expert to make it real to the brides out there. So I can't wait. I'm ready to learn some more myself tonight.
Exactly. Adrian, I mean, like, what is your most weirdest etiquette issue out in L.A.?
I would have to say social media.
Yeah,
social
you're
media.
In New York, too. So what is it about social media? I'll be honest, like, I get it. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not going to share that knowledge yet. But, Maggie, I am prone
yes.
to posting things on social media that I should not. What are the things that
like
brides
what?
And grooms should not do? Oh, like, okay. I'm feeling blue today. Or how about this? So this happened today before I called my mom.
So airing everything out on their proverbial sleeve on social media. I get it. I see that a lot.
I know. But you know what? I'm so excited. I want to show it to everybody and start entering, like, giveaways on IG. So I'm like, so this happened today. I said yes. I mean, like, okay, should I call my mom and his mom? Can I just call my mom and my sister because I don't care about his mom and she doesn't like me a lot? Or, like, how do I handle that?
Yeah, so one mistake that I see brides and grooms making with social media, and I totally understand where they're coming from because they've just gotten engaged. They're so excited. They probably have an iPhone right there with them to take pictures. So they have the pictures. And they want to post on social media. I totally get it. And not to mention that those types of posts are going to get so many likes. I mean, we've all seen the engagement photos where the girl's holding up her ring and it has like 500 likes, and then the post of
love
like
the
their
bridal salute
lunch has like 20 likes. So I get it. I see why people do it. But it's really important that couples remember that out of love and respect for their family and close friends, letting those people know first is really important before you let the rest of the world know. Because if they find out, if your close friends and your family find out from somebody else because that person saw it on social media, if they find out from them and not from you, they could have hurt feelings, and they might feel like they're not as important in the process, and then they don't get to celebrate hearing the initial news with you. So that's one thing that, you know, couples that are becoming engaged or, you know, they've set a date for their wedding or all of these important things that we'd like to post on social media, to always let your close friends and family know first out of just pure love and respect for them.
That's great. I get that. And I actually ask people to do that. No one ever listens. Some people do. But how do we handle, so far as, let's say that I'm just really, really excited and I posted. Do you think people should think about their guest list before posting on social media?
I think it's okay to post certain things on social media. For example, I think it is a great way, now after you've told your close friends and family, I think it is a great way to announce your engagement because you're just sort of putting it out there for your network to see. I think that that's an appropriate example of using social media, and you don't have to take your guest list into consideration. Now, when you start coming into the planning process and you're starting to solidify dates and bridesmaids' dresses and colors and venues, then I think it's very important not to post that sort of thing on social media, because what's happening is people are seeing that and they may assume that they're invited to the wedding, your photos are getting them excited mm-hmm. about the wedding, and then they're not invited. And that can be such
that's
a letdown.
That's very common, too.
For people.
Yeah, there
yeah,
are people who
yeah.
literally buy into your story, and they never get an invite. I feel bad for those people.
That's a really
do,
good
I
way
do,
to
I
put
do.
It. Yeah, buying into that wedding story. Yeah, absolutely. So a great place yeah. that I've seen, a great sort of, it's not quite social media, but it is social and it is media, would be a wedding website. I think that that's a really appropriate mm-hmm. place to put those types of photos, because your wedding website link is going to go on a save the date or an invitation that you're sending a person that is invited to the wedding. It's not that web page, unless someone's really digging for it or searching for it, it's only going to be seen by people that are being invited to your wedding, because you should only give the web address to the people that you are inviting to the wedding. So that's a great place to post, you know, the pictures of, you know, the bridesmaids' dresses when you are shopping with them, and the venue options and different things like that.
You know what, Maggie, that is great that you said that, because I think about wedding websites, and maybe you can help the brides of all of y'all, especially because I see some of my brides out there on the studio, and I'm chastising you. Isn't it rude not to finish your wedding website?
No.
And I know Adrienne, yeah. Claire, y'all better chime in, because I'm going in.
I've
a lot of questions
I've
for Maggie.
That.
Like, for real.
Yeah. We've been that's pretty bad.
Maggie, you can't leave us now, because, like, we need you to come in every month. Because
oh, my gosh. Call me anytime. I know the questions are endless.
Girl,
I love hearing your real-life questions.
I have people in New York City not finishing their wedding. How are you getting married at, you know, 340 a person and not finishing your wedding website? What is that?
I can
you just
see
spent
$20,000
on the dress. Why not finish yeah. your wedding website? Please, somebody help me.
I can see how that would sort of fall by the wayside as you're planning all these other things. It's not as sexy as some of the other steps in the wedding planning process. But my advice would be, don't let it overwhelm you and just keep it simple. It doesn't have to be this crazy, elaborate wedding website. And if it starts to become that and you can't finish it, take it down and start over and do something simple that just has the very basic details, the registry, the venue, and just really simple stuff that your guests need.
You know what, Maggie? Honestly, I've even offered, like, yo, to my bride, I mean, Adrienne, Claire, right? Yo, let me finish it.
Why?
Because it's embarrassing. Like, let me finish it. Leave the room. Let me do it.
Yeah, I go back when they first are engaged and I start planning their wedding. I go back and I give them a deadline. And I don't put a lot of pressure on the bride, but I let them know that, okay, we are within 90 days. Let's go ahead and make sure your wedding website is complete because now all of your details are pretty much wrapped up. So let's go ahead mm-hmm. and finish. So I think that's a good thing to remind them.
Exactly.
I mean, what do you think?
Adrienne, Tosh, tell them the handles for Twitter. I see you're manning the Twitter party. I see some activity on Twitter. Adrienne.
Yes, the handles for Twitter are hashtag bridalstyleblog, and you can tweet modern at modern etiquette at Day's Desk or at Sweetest Events.
All right, excellent. So, guys, make sure you join us at the Twitter party. And you know what, Maggie, I'm going to say this. I'm just going to say it, guys. I mean, y'all need to interject because, you know, I will go off. And I'm only speaking for the Northeast, but we got the South and we got the West Coast. So let's have a real conversation. Let's say we have a friend in our bridal party who is long distance but hasn't confirmed her tickets yet. Maggie, do we smack her?
Mm. Well, it was the question if someone in your bridal party has not purchased their ticket to travel for the wedding?
Exactly. Or my bridal party events or anything. Can I smack the shit out of them?
I think that's really tricky waters for a bride to wade in because you're already, as a bride, you're already probably asking your bridal party for a lot. They've had to, first of all, probably help you with some of the planning along the way. They've probably gone with you to go dress shopping. They are probably expected to help out with the bridal shower. They're expected to buy their own bridesmaid's dress. There's a lot of responsibility for someone in the bridal party. And I think as a bride, I would hope that you would know and trust that your bridal party is going to be there for all the major events because obviously.
So, wait a minute. If my best friend is on the West Coast and I'm in New York, I can't hate on her because she's not here for every event and talk about her with my other bridesmaids? Like, what is that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's absolutely essential that someone in the bridal party attend the wedding, obviously, and hopefully the bachelorette party. But I think, you know, hating on them or pressuring them to come to all of these smaller events can be a lot. And ultimately, on the day of your wedding, you don't want to have any bad blood, I guess they would say. You want to get along
okay,
with your
bridal
party.
Okay, so let's say that I just want my girl to take me to Monaco, and none of them can afford it. What's that about, right, guys? Guys, Claire, like, for real, like...
You don't want to put that kind of pressure on somebody.
What if I want them to take me to Monaco for my bachelorette and no one's doing it? Can I blank out?
No, that would be going into Bridezilla territory.
Yes.
Oh, why y'all acting like we don't see that? Okay, so... Let's just rewind a little bit, guys. We were having fun, but these were all real scenarios, by the way. So, shout out to Brides of 2015-2016. What if I'm not getting along with my mother-in-law? What if I'm draping lights in a room that I don't want to drape with cloth, and I have a rustic theme, and she wants an elegant theme? How do I handle that with my future mother-in-law that I don't want this, but she wants it, and I'm in an awkward space, and now I have elegant bridal with Rustic going on. How do I handle I want my wedding to look my way, Maggie?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this one does come up a lot. And I am a modern etiquette coach, so I don't rely too heavily on sort of the traditional rules. But for this type of question, I do like to reference Emily Post. She's sort of the grandmother of etiquette. And she would say that in this situation, the people who are paying for the wedding are the ones who
have the parents.
In the decision. Right.
Okay.
So if you're
paying for it, but I don't want to offend my groom's parents.
Then I would, in that situation, I would very kindly sit down with your mother-in-law and maybe do it over, you know, a nice little tea break somewhere or over coffee or even just casually at a family get-together and just say, I'm really excited for the vision of my wedding. Here, let me show you a couple pictures of the venue. Look how beautiful it's going to be. I just don't see this decor fitting in with the vision that I have for my wedding. Is there another way that we can incorporate some elements that you like? And I think you have to be straightforward with that. And hopefully the mother-in-law would understand that she's had her chance for her day. It is your day, and it is ultimately your vision for the wedding. And you're paying for it, so you have the final say.
That's good, girl.
You
ain't meet my mother.
I like that, Dana.
That's nice. I feel like
you can meet in the middle. Even if mother-in-law is gung-ho to her decision and the bride has her vision, I think that they can meet in the middle somehow. Maybe the mother-in-law's design maybe can be implemented in the bridal shower or the bridal brunch or the rehearsal dinner. So
I love that.
Well, no, because my best friends took over the bridal brunch.
and she took that over
in the bachelorette and stuff. So how do I, like, you know, my mother-in-law is suffocating me, and I didn't like her to begin with. So, and I'm only saying a real scenario, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't like her. She don't like me. How do I navigate that? And I don't want to give her three tables and she's not paying for one. Like, what's that about? Do I have to? Personally, Dave's desk says, yes, you have to give them one.
But I get what you guys are writing in about.
Exactly.
I get
what you guys are writing in about. Maggie, I have a question.
Okay.
What if you and your groom are paying for everything and no one's helping you, but then it is a joyful celebration, so moms and dads who can't afford to pay want to invite people? That's tricky.
Okay. Yeah, so we have to remember that with weddings, it is about the couple, but it's more about families coming together and celebrating the union of two people and ultimately two families. And I think it's very important that if you love and respect your families, which hopefully you do, and you're celebrating this coming together, that you do take into consideration your parents' or your siblings' wants and wishes as it relates to the guest list. And it's a conversation. It doesn't have to be, here, write out your list, hand it to me, and it's done. It can be a sit-down conversation, and you can go through. And I always like to tell my brides about tiering, so guest list tiering. And I don't know if that's something you talk about, but sitting down with the family and saying, okay, the must-haves are going to be all the first cousins. So anyone that's a first cousin, they're invited. Okay, that's tier one. Okay, the second tier would be second cousins. Are we inviting second cousins? If we invite one second cousin, do we have to invite all second cousins? And
girl,
so
I don't like all my first cousins. I don't know about that.
But again, I think it's a conversation.
My fourth cousin is one of my first cousins.
But I think it is a conversation that the bride and groom should have with their parents. Even if parents are not paying, the bride and groom are paying, just out of respect and keeping in mind that a wedding is a celebration and it is bringing two people and two families together.
All right, so let's just say this. What if I just love him so much and I hate his family? What do I do? I mean, like, Adrian, Claire, are you guys there? I know y'all get all this every day, all day, because this is what we talk about, for real. Like, what if I hate his family? I just like him, and I just want to get married, and I'm only inviting his family because I'm trying to be nice.
My question would probably be, why are you getting married?
Ooh, are you married? Ouch, ouch, ouch.
I mean, because it just makes it awkward.
And he has a nice car now. I mean, Maggie, like, for real. How do we handle
it? I would say in that situation, just be low. Don't even worry about the go to Vegas.
I love that. Eloping.
Yeah, they can just elope.
All right, and so, Maggie.
Don't have to worry about all that.
What if I mistakenly forgot one of his favorite first cousins to invite them to my wedding or on my wedding list, so I invite her to my bridal shower. Is that cool?
Say that again, that you forgot.
Let's say that he had a first cousin, right? He has a first cousin who he loves, and I was like, I didn't realize she was alive. And so I said, you know what, let me invite her to my bridal shower. But I didn't invite her to the wedding. Is that okay?
That is absolutely not okay. Traditional wedding etiquette, going back to the traditions, that this one is very cut and dry. There's no gray area for this one. If someone is invited to your bridal shower, they should also be invited to the wedding. There are no exceptions to that, except if it's thrown by, say, your office, where it's
nice.
Like, let's say a luncheon that's thrown by everybody in the office and everyone has, you know, signed a little card for you and they've all chipped in for a group gift. That's not technically what I would consider a wedding shower that's been thrown by a member of the bridal party or a family member. But anyone who is invited to your bridal shower should also be invited to the wedding, because they're going to expect that. And then if they aren't invited, it's going to be very hurtful. Or they might just assume the wedding invitation got lost in the mail and they'll show up anyway. So it's very important.
That's true,
that.
And not have a seat. Maggie, that was excellent. That was, wow, girl, you know your stuff. How about this? What if let's say my parents are paying, my rich stepdaddy's paying for my engagement party, right? So I can invite like 300 people, but I can only invite 75 to my wedding. How do I handle that? Mm-hmm. Like, is that okay, or...
Well, the thing with engagement, the thing with engagement parties, and this is where it gets tricky. Typically, an engagement party happens fairly soon after the engagement and well before the actual wedding itself. And so when you have an engagement party and you're planning for this, you might not even have put any thought into who you're putting on the actual wedding day guest list. And the same rules apply for an engagement party that they do for a wedding shower. Only guests that are ultimately going to be invited to the wedding should be invited to the engagement party. And again, because you're probably not at that stage where you're sitting down and you're putting together a guest list for the wedding yet, what I always recommend to my bride would be to keep your engagement party small and intimate and only include close friends and family who you are absolutely certain you want invited to the wedding. Because again, if someone's invited to the engagement party, they may assume that they're invited to the wedding. And if they don't receive an invitation, they could be very hurt by that. So it's better to just avoid any hurt or disappointments by keeping your engagement party small and intimate.
That's true, because a lot of people, you know, your dad's coworkers and everyone gets invited to the engagement party, and then their invitation gets lost in the mail, and then there are weird feelings about that. I mean, Claire, Adrian, do you guys have any questions for Maggie?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, elaborate a little bit more on that. I totally agree about inviting, if you have an office bridal shower or some type of recognition for the wedding, should they come to the wedding. I wholeheartedly agree on that. And I love how you said how you stick to that old tradition, even though.
But wait,
know,
Maggie, I have a question. What if I only like two people in my office and I hate everybody else?
I said that that was the exception. You don't have to. If the office throws you
how
away,
do I handle sneaking in their invites because I can't stand none of those other folks?
Yeah, actually, that's a really interesting question. How do you only invite certain people from the office to your wedding? Does that ever come up?
Yeah, because I don't like those other folks. So how do we handle that? Like, what do we do? What do we do? Because, you know what? All of them are nice. Yeah, I don't like none of those. I ain't going to curse. But, I only like two of them. I will only pay for two of them to eat my catering. How do I handle that?
My best advice is to try your hardest. And I know it's so difficult when you're so excited and you're in the planning stages, but to try to not talk about the wedding at the office. Because even if you're talking...
But that's why I plan my wedding.
I know. It's so hard. It's so hard. But if you have, say, a bunch of women crowded around your desk and they're all looking at, you know, what you've chosen for your bouquets, it's done a slip. Mm-hmm. Someone's done a slip and say, oh, I can't wait. And then the other girl's going to look at her and say, wait, what? You're invited? So it's so hard. I get it. But it's important not if you are inviting certain people from the office and not others, to not talk about it at the office. After hours, at happy hour, and you're with people that they're all invited, yeah, of course, knock yourself out. But try your best not to talk about it at the office because you're only going to get hurt feelings.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was in the office once, and I was one of the two people who were invited to the wedding, and I felt like shit because everybody else was, like, really happy about the person getting married. It was like, I'm taking a half day because I'm going to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But
Dana,
guests in a predicament also.
I have another scenario. What about if you keep it hush-hush, the wedding is over, you come back to the office and talk about, oh, I had a wonderful time at her wedding. You want to see the pictures of my phone?
And then you see those two people.
So beautiful. and it can sometimes that can cause a little bit of chaos as well. So how could a bride handle that?
I recommend, because this also raises the question of you don't want to be that annoying person who comes back from their honeymoon and all they can talk about is the wedding and they have, you know, 1,100 pictures to show everybody. I recommend to my brides, you know, if you want to celebrate after and you want to show people, select 10 pictures that you'd like to keep on your phone. And when someone asks, how was the wedding? You could say, oh, great. Here, I just have a couple pictures. And you just scroll through those 10 pictures and you're done. That's it. Because
oh, my God, guys,
we've
got to put that up on Twitter. That is amazing. And IG, that's amazing.
10 pictures. Because how many times have we stood there with a bride and she's gone through her entire wedding album and we're like, oh, it's so pretty, just to be nice. And it's the same picture over and over, but we're standing there for 20 minutes oohing and aahing just to be nice. Spare the person and just pick 10 really great pictures that you love that capture the day and leave those on your phone. And when someone asks, you just show them those 10. And that's all they need to see.
Oh, my God, Maggie, that's amazing. That's, like, brilliant. I've never heard that, and that's, like, a really quick, real fix. I mean, like, Claire, Adrian, y'all out there? Adrian, did you put that out in Twitter universe? That's, like, amazing, right? Like,
right.
I think it's amazing. I'm on Twitter now. I'm putting it on Twitter right now. I think it's amazing.
Hell,
I never would have thought of that. But that scenario does happen. That is real, like you said, Dana, real things that happen. And so I think that will cut down because a lot of brides will even bring the book, the thick album.
Girl, yes. I don't want to see your book. I didn't even get to eat your rubber chicken. I don't want to see your book. Even when I got to eat your rubber chicken in the open bar, I kind of don't want to see your book. So there's that. Just that. I mean, really, guys. Just real talk. Maggie, another question.
Okay, great.
His sister's mean to me, right? My groom's sister is mean to me. It's a real life scenario from bridaldays@gmail.com. His sister is mean to me. Do I have to put her in my bridal party?
That is a great question.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. And her best friend is his ex-girlfriend.
Okay, let's talk about the first. Well, those are kind of two really intense scenarios. So let's talk about the first one. As a bride, you do not have to put anyone in your bridal party.
Even though it's his sister?
And I'm saying have to. I'm saying have to. There are no etiquette rules surrounding who needs to be, who has to be in a bridal party. So just as I'm a stickler on...
Oh, can we just say that again? Let's just say that again. Say it for the church, guys. There are no what, Maggie? There are no what?
There are no etiquette rules as to who has to be in your bridal party. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't put them in your bridal party. And I think as a bride, you have to decide, is it short-term pain for long-term gain?
I'm sorry, Maggie, could you say that again? Say it so the congregation hears you.
I think as a bride, you have to decide, is it short-term pain for long-term gain? In that
short-term pain or long-term gain?
For long-term gain. So as in, if you include her in your bridal party and, yes, she comes to the bachelorette, and which is, you know, a weekend, and then, yes, she's there for the bridal luncheon, and then, yes, she's there
then
on
she
the
brings
day.
Her best
short-term,
friend who slept
short-term
with my future
pain,
husband. I don't
right,
like
short-term her. Pain for the long-term gain of not having any hurt feelings, not having any rifts in the family. So that's what brides have to keep in mind. And the reverse of that
okay,
is true. So
the
if
fact
they
that
don't,
her best friend slept with my fiance, I'm kind of feeling like she's trying to hurt me, but that's history, right? I don't know. How do I handle that?
Okay, so that's a whole that's a whole different, I feel like we're getting into like more.
But that's the worst scenario because, you know what, my husband is hot. He has a sister, and he kind of ran through some of the girlfriends of my, you know, his sister, and now they're coming to my wedding. Like, how do I handle the fact that I don't like none of these hoes? Just saying.
I can tell you guys one thing. Grooms are not thinking about anyone else but the bride. On
right.
Their wedding.
Oh,
just as
so
as a
true.
Bride, you are not thinking about anybody else but your groom, and the likelihood of him even looking at him during the ceremony or during the reception is very, very slim. And you, and it's one of those things where you just have to have trust. But if it is a major concern, again, I'm a huge proponent of communication. And if it's something that causes you major concern, that's a conversation you need to have with your groom well before the guest list and the wedding and all that.
That's excellent. So, Maggie, last scenario, because I know everyone's wanting to wrap up. Adrian, Claire, y'all still there, right? How's Twitter going? Any questions?
Yes, we are still here on Twitter just tweeting away. As Maggie is giving us all this great information, so having a good time.
So my thing is, I don't want to go into the good and the wood and the ugly because I want to bring back Maggie back next month about that. But,
great.
Of course, I have one scenario here about that. And Maggie, if my best friend is acting up and I'm really feeling like I want to drag her out the room by her hair, how do I just tell her to do what I say?
Well, I think what you just said right there can be the problem can be the crux of the problem in the do what I say, because I think it's so important. And I know that this is a high stress time and it's a high excitement time, and it is about you, but it's kind of not all about you. It's also about
That's
preserving
right.
and maintaining those friendships you've had for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important for brides to keep their emotions in check and also to keep their language in check. And I don't mean cursing. I mean the words that they choose to
exactly.
as to how they speak with their bridal party. It's not do what I say, I'm the bride, you're my servant. It's not that. It's I'm so happy to have you helping me. I'm so honored to have you standing up with me on my wedding day. These are the things that are important to me. Like, let's chat because I want you to have a wonderful day. I want to have a wonderful day. Let's have coffee and let's talk.
And you know what, guys? I had a lot of fun tonight with Maggie and Claire and Adrian. But I will say seriously, this is something I feel very serious about, which is why we have a blog called The Good, The Wood, The Ugly, because it is about preserving those relationships that got you to the point to walk down the aisle. And it's very sad for me when, as a wedding planner, I see your best friend putting on your shoe and her face is sad. Or I see her adjusting you and she's not as happy because you've beaten her up so much. And you've told me all these things that I shouldn't even know. Maggie, how do you handle that? Like when I get it. You know what? I'm pretty warm and I love my bride. Literally, you have no idea. I got 2 barbecues coming up over the next 2 weekends. All, you know, previous brides were like family to me now. I'm bringing my kids. But it's like family. But my thing is that maybe I shouldn't know everything that I know. I mean, like, mm-hmm. how do you feel about that? That, and I handle the information and I honor it. But my thing is that when you're getting married, all these things come up and sometimes you're a little bit, you know, like, this person took my doll and hit it on the ground and the head rolled off, or this person stole my icy in 4th grade. Like, it's a lot of junk that comes up and you beat up mm-hmm. your loved ones. Like, what is that about, or how do we handle those mm-hmm. bad things that we never got over before we walked mm-hmm. down that aisle? Because I've seen so many people holding their breath at the wedding because they love the person who's getting married so much, they literally suffocate themselves to get mm-hmm. through the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we call it wedding season for a reason, because your wedding is really just a season in your life. It's, you know, 6 months to 2 years planning. That is a season. And do you want to have everything perfect during that season, or do you want to have relationships for a lifetime? And I think if we keep that in perspective, when we're in that wedding season, that, again, it's just a season and not everything is going to go right. But our relationships with our friends, our family, that's a lifetime. That's not just a season. And so if we keep that in perspective, then I think we can take a breath and step back from anything that might cause us drama.
And a lot of this stuff comes up while wedding planning. Maggie, I'm just going to ask you, I'm putting you on the spot, girl. Will you come back for The Good, The Wood, The Ugly?
I would be thrilled. I would be honored to be asked back. This has been so much fun.
Excellent.
Yay.
Excellent. Guys, we have 5 minutes till close. We went over on our time, but this is important. Adrian, do we have anybody? Claire, do we have any questions? What's up, guys? We got to wrap up.
No, I don't have any.
I think
questions.
It's pretty quiet tonight on Twitter.
Hell no. For Maggie Oldman, shit can't be quiet. Are you kidding me? This is wedding etiquette. There's got to be something out there. Come on now, for real.
I think they're just glued to the phone and they just are listening.
Yeah, because I see y'all in the studio listening. That's right. Guys, make sure you rewind, take it in, and make sure you write in. Maggie, if they want to get in touch with you directly, how do they do that?
They can find me at maggieoldham.com. That's MaggieOldham.com. They can write into me there. And all of my social media information is on that page, too. My Instagram is at Modern Etiquette Coach, and my Twitter is at Modern Etiquette.
Excellent. And Maggie, you promise you're coming back for the Bridesmaids, the Good, the With, the Ugly. That's next month, because we're getting a lot of letters. People need help, all right?
I would love to be there. Thank you so much.
I am a big fan of Maggie, by the way, so I am so honored she is here. I'm like, tickled pink. She is here. By the way, Maggie, you're beautiful. Why aren't you modeling?
you're making me blush right now.
Speaking at tonight, I know I'm not. Guys, thank you so much for joining in the Bridal Style Blog. We cannot wait for you guys to see what's coming up. Do not forget to join and share and be a couple of y'all out there. Make sure you share your pictures and repost and have fun with our Jacqueline Jordan giveaway, because that's like a handmade veil, guys. Come on, for real. We only have the best giveaways. We love you all. Write in, write into us, write into Maggie, whatever you need. We are here. And, guys, do you want to say anything, Claire, Adrian, before we sign off?
I just want to say I had a great time tonight. Maggie, thank you for coming on to the show. And I just want to wish everyone a happy Wedding Wednesday.
I just want to say happy Wedding Wednesday to everyone. And Maggie, you were great, awesome. We all needed that etiquette information that you gave us, because sometimes I'm
not good with etiquette. Because it's rapid out here, girl.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
It is. It's crazy. It's crazy. So, Maggie, maybe next time we can do the Good, the With, the Ugly. And I think we need to bring her back also for the wrap-up of the last 2 weeks of your guest list. That's like a real big deal, guys, right? How do you handle people last minute at RSVP? RSVPing! I mean, for real, after you paid your bill. Guys, this is something we all want to touch on. Look for Maggie's article on bridalstyleblog.com this Saturday. It's a big deal. She's our feature, and I cannot wait to see you guys next week. We love you. Write in, share pics, and don't forget the hashtag bridalstyleblog.com. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.